The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I'm giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I don't know about you, but these readings sound rather familiar. It sounds like very much what we heard last week. Do you agree with me? Now, if God keeps repeating something over and over again, what do you think that means? That it's important and that God knows we don't listen. And so we have to say it over and over and over, just like you do to your child or just like I do to my little dog. We don't listen. What are we being told over and over again? To love one another. Why do we have to be reminded of this? Because we don't do it, right? Because it's hard to do sometimes. I know I've had the youth in my confirmation class who said, "But what if the neighbor is really, 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 really annoying? Do I have to love my neighbor when my neighbor is really, really, really annoying?" And the answer is yes. Do you have to like your neighbor? No, but you have to love your neighbor, right? You're supposed to love your neighbor. Do you have to love your neighbor? But you're supposed to love your neighbor, right? That's why I titled this sermon, "Love is a Choice." Because we don't have to do anything. We don't have to love one another. We don't have to love our family members. We don't have to love our next door neighbors. We don't have to love God. We don't have to do any of this. But what's going to happen if we don't? What does Jesus keep saying? If you obey my commandments, and what are the two great commandments? Love God, love neighbor. You obey those commandments, you abide in me and I in you. Over and over and over, he tells us to make that choice to love. Because over and over and over again, we sometimes make the choice not to do so. And I just think, yeah, Lord, you just have to keep pounding this into our heads, because we look around the world today and what do we see? We see wars, we see fighting, we see gun violence, we see all sorts of ways that people are not loving one another. And so God has to repeatedly remind us, what did I just tell you? Love one another. Which part of this is so hard for you people? Love one another. And through the centuries, we've had a difficult time doing that. A difficult time loving one another, a difficult time making that choice. And in today's gospel, he talks about friendship as well. And these days, it's really easy to describe almost anyone as your friend. A friend can be someone that you friended on Facebook. You've never seen this person in your life. You have no idea who this individual is. You just click and they're all of a sudden your friend. And that's not what he's referring to here. He's talking about that deep, abiding love that friends have for one another. It's that deep, deep, deep abiding love. It's a love that even when you quarrel with one another, even when you disagree, you still love one another. So he's talking to his disciples saying, I'm not calling you servants anymore. I'm calling you friends because I've told you everything that you need to know. I have hidden nothing from you about what my Father has told me to tell you. You've heard it all. Now just go and do it. If you do it, then you really, truly show yourself to be my friends. Ooh, that's difficult. Do you want to be friends with Jesus? We sing that song, don't we? What a friend we have in Jesus. Do we mean it? Do we really want Jesus to be our friend? Do we really want to have that sort of friendship, that deep, abiding love? I do. I really do. I sit where Jan is sitting now sometimes, when everything is quiet, when no one else is in this building. And just thank God for all the many ways that I've been blessed. And I ask God for help with all the things that are struggles. And I'm so glad and so thankful for that relationship that I have with God, that God has with me. And I have to wonder, did God have a choice in loving us? Under my view of God, I don't think God did. I think love is just part of who God is. When I think of heaven, I just think of a place where I'm surrounded by unimaginable, unbelievable love, because that's who God is. I don't think God has a choice, really, because it's just the nature of God to love what God has created. Even when we mess up, even when we don't love in return, God continues to love us. God continues to be faithful in that love. Do we have a choice? I think we do. We have the choice to love. We have the choice to ignore. We have the choice to hate. God's asking us to choose love. When I was listening to the radio the other day, I heard a song, and I know it's not exactly what we're talking about here today. It was being sung by Luke Combs. That should give you an understanding of the sort of music I listen to. I blame it on my husband. He's the one who got me listening to country music, largely because the country music station that was local to us had the best traffic reports. Not that I need that out here, but somehow it's become a habit. And this is being sung by Luke Combs, and it's called Love You Anyway. And he talks about, well, let me just read the whole thing. I realize this is talking about human love, but hear in it some of those little glimpses of how God must love us. It says, if your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met, you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I'd love you anyway. He says, I know, just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turned your back on me and walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met, you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I'd love you anyway. And as much as one person can feel that way about another, think of how Jesus feels about us. Jesus knew that we would break his heart. Jesus knew that we would turn away, which is what sin is, turning away from God. Jesus knew, dying on that cross, every single one of us, all of our struggles, all the ways that we would turn away. And what did he do? He loved us anyway, knowing who we are. He loved us anyway. And the resurrected Christ, knowing exactly who we are here and now, you know what? He loves us anyway. I'm going to ask that you pause just a few moments and think about this God who loves us anyway, who loves us because love is who God is, who asks us to abide in that love. I'm going to ask that you sit quietly for just a few moments and think about that God who loves you so much. And feel held the way a child should be held by those who care about that child. Feel surrounded by love. Feel protected and sheltered. Feel loved because of who you are. You are a child of God, and God loves you. Chooses to love you because that is who God is. Amen. Please stand as you are able.